With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Time here on The Fan. It's Tiki and Tierney, 12:02. I am all in on Aaron Rodgers coming. I believe it's going to happen. I believe the circumstances are perfect. And when you look at some of those circumstances, whether it's a desperate owner who's trying to, generate a little equity within a fan base, whether it's that starving fan base ourselves, whether it's a general manager and head coach duo that needs to start putting some wins on the board, otherwise, they're going to be gone. That's just the name of the game. It is what it is. Whether it's a roster that seemingly is just about as ready for this kind of a quarterback to plug and play and jump up several levels, there is absolutely no circumstance whatsoever that the New York Jets cannot be all in on one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, period. There is nothing else to decipher. There is nothing else to discuss. The money will match up. The draft package that you have to send back will not be so paralyzing where it forces you, oh, God, we've given up the entire future. No, he's 38, 39 years of age. So you need to understand money's not going to be an issue. The draft issue's got, that's not going to be a problem. The Jets, they've been handed a gift, a get-out-of-jail card, a guy who is still awesome. Don't tell me about last year where he wasn't very good. The thumb was busted since October. Fact. The years before that, MVP, MVP. All-time mind, all-time arm, all-time intelligence. And it's an all-time move that the Jets are getting ready to make.
Aaron Rodgers is interesting because he's been amazing. Back-to-back MVPs a couple seasons ago. Last year left a little to be desired. Some of that could just be lack of continuity. Losing, interestingly enough, Nathaniel Hackett to the Denver Broncos. So his offensive coordinator leaves, and now he's stuck with Adam Stinovich, who was basically offensive line coach, run game coordinator, now is your offensive coordinator. It's why they ran the ball so much more. So there was a disconnect between play caller and quarterback. But you also have to take this with a little bit of caution and risk in the back of your mind. One, he's 39 years old. Two, he had a down season. You never know when that continues. And three, he's been a little bit mercurial at points in his career and snarky at times. And I don't think it really affects the culture because he's so great. And as long as he comes in and wins, nobody's going to care if he's saying weird things and doing, taking, shrooms that make him think clearly, whatever the heck he did a couple of years ago, or maybe that was even last year. But we still got to wait and see what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. We keep bringing up this Pat McAfee interview series that he's done over the last really like 3 years or so. He said this on Tuesday, quote, "All this trade stuff is conjecture until I decide what I want to do moving forward for myself."
Mm-hmm.
So he's in control of this.
That's right.
This is not the Green Bay Packers are going to move on from Aaron Rodgers, and they're looking for a trade partner. This is Aaron Rodgers deciding, I'm either retiring, not happening, going back and playing for the Green Bay Packers, likely not happening, or Packers, trade me. I think it's going to be the latter, but we got to wait for Aaron Rodgers to decide when that comes to the fore.
877-337-6666 is our number. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. What are you guys all in on? As always, we're inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Dove, you know, you wouldn't mind sharing some of your mushrooms with Rodgers, would you, if that's what it comes down to? You reach into the stash, make it happen, right?
I'm sure he has things to share with me as well.
All right, let's get to you guys here. How about Joe in Parsippany on Tiki and Tierney? What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys, how are you?
It's happening.
What's up, buddy?
This is the best. And, you know, I did a little research, and I went right on Fanatics, and I'm sorry to report, but we cannot buy Rodgers 12 jerseys on Fanatics.
You can't make one? Can't you make your own?
You can. You can go on there and do that, but it's got a little thing at the bottom of the screen that it says, you know, you're not able to do this right now.
Got it.
They blocked us, and I was getting ready for our next trip to Green Bay, Tierney. You know, I was all ready to rock, but I want to pick
you up. Well, by the way, you just got to rock. You got to rock in Vegas because we're going to Vegas, we're going to Dallas, and we're going to Denver next year with the trip. Oh. So I'll give you details
when
we get closer.
Somehow the Jets have the sixth hardest schedule based on strength of schedule. Again, this is pre any movement in the offseason, who wins the Super Bowl, all of that stuff.
Yep.
But as of right now, the Giants have the third hardest strength of schedule in 2023, and the Jets have the sixth hardest strength of schedule.
You know what, though? What I feel good about, and Joe, I'll let you finish your thought, but because I'm looking at the same sheet as well, the Dolphins are number two, the Patriots are number four, and the Bills are number nine. So it's not like the Jets have, like, you know, number five or number six, and everybody else is in the teens.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough, but the Giants at number three, oof. Giants need to get more talent.
They earn that.
They will.
They earn that, but they better figure out how to compete now at that level.
Yep.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
I do hope, though, that we perform a little bit better at home, even with this tough schedule. I hope next year, you know, we perform a little bit better at home. But I want to piggyback on my buddy Bobby from Pearl River, who said a little bit earlier how great of a fit Rodgers is for the Jets. I don't think there's anybody, like any of these other quarterbacks out there. We bring in Nathaniel Hackett. That's awesome. As long as Rodgers comes. And I know he's had a good system in some other spots. But like, if a guy like Lamar comes, does he really fit with the kind of players that Hackett has?
No,
those other
not at all.
It's
not at all.
Got to be Rodgers.
Hackett has never coached a player like that. I mean, think about it. It was Blake Bortles, and then
he had success with Bortles
in Buffalo.
Had success.
It was EJ Manuel.
Yep, first round pick who was awful. And the only first round quarterback that year.
And then Rodgers.
I think in 2013.
And then Rodgers.
But
Rodgers at like 35, not Rodgers at, you know, 28.
He won the MVP with him.
Exactly. But I'm saying, but Rodgers at 28 was a running man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He would run all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Who broke his collarbone?
By the way, Lamar's not coming here.
No.
Lamar Jackson. What would they have to give up? They're not killed. No.
And the hiring of Hackett basically confirms that.
I never thought Lamar was not. Now, obviously, the Garoppolo stuff, the car stuff gets a lot of run. That's still possible.
Mm-hmm.
I never entertained Lamar. Not that it wouldn't be interesting, but how many first-round picks would you have to give up for Lamar Jackson?
At least two.
I think it's going to be four.
Well,
at age 26?
If they don't franchise him, I'm saying.
No, but I'm saying, I hear you. Yeah, and by the way, John Harbaugh said the other day he's going to be a Raven.
Of course he is.
I mean, he might want to hire an agent to get this thing done. I mean, come on.
But who is the linebacker just signed a deal with the Ravens?
And he's the highest paid.
Yeah, and he didn't have an agent, did it himself.
I think quarterback contracts are a little dicier, but I hear you.
Yeah, they are.
I hear you.
They're dicier and they're more complicated because we had a caller earlier talking about Aaron Rodgers' contract. The reason that he was wrong about Aaron Rodgers' contract is because there's so many like nuances in his deal. Like Aaron doesn't even have void years. He has like these years at the back of his Packers contract that they don't even expect him to like adhere to. Like you're just like, all right, we know you're probably not going to play these deals and it's all good. So I'm just reading this. It says technically they're not void years, but they're not seasons that Rodgers would be asked to honor if he was on the roster. Like, what the hell does
that mean?
Exactly. But it's written in the contract.
It means good stuff for us is what it means.
Exactly.
That's what it means.
It means this contract is movable.
Yep. How about Sean on Long Island? What's going on there, Sean? How you doing?
Roquan Smith. That was
Roquan,
the linebacker from the Ravens.
Yep.
Brandon,
what's up, Sean?
How we doing, guys?
Hey, man.
How we doing, gentlemen?
Well.
I just don't
full disclosure, I'm not saying this as a biased Bills fan, because I would be absolutely pooping a brick if Rodgers went to the Jets. I would succumb to, and Fangio going to the Dolphins, I would say the Bills would be the third place team next year. But I just,
stop.
I just
no, I don't think so.
I just see him not following in that same exact footsteps of Favre. Like it would be eerily identical to what Favre did. I don't think you guys are gonna like to hear this, but I just see him in like Tennessee being a perfect. I know they don't have the roster necessarily the Jets have, but personal life, I don't see him like a New York Northeast kind of guy. I could see him going to Tennessee. It's like an independent, reddish state where he can kind of, you know, it seems like it's maybe more up his alley when it comes to that. The tax situation maybe plays a role with there, too. Where
I think he bought some property out there, too. I think he bought some property in Tennessee, too, which actually fuels your point.
Did.
But it's not like he's making a commitment here for 5 years.
Yeah, it's 2 years.
Go to the suburb for two years and bounce. We're good.
You come work here for
use
a couple
us,
of years.
We'll use you.
True. What was that?
I say it's like he wants to come here and just work and try to win a championship. Because you got to remember, he's only got one. As great as he's been, and this was years ago. His championship. We've almost like forgot. I mean, almost forget that he won a Super Bowl because it was so long ago. But he's like Drew Brees was in this pursuit. Like this constant. Peyton Manning was obviously this way as well. This constant pursuit of trying to win that second championship. Not like he needs it to be, you know, a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer already. But he definitely, every quarterback wants to end their career in the vein of John Elway, all right? I want to win a championship and go out on top. Tom Brady had the chance to do it. Tom Brady screwed it up because he kept wanting to play. But I think Aaron Rodgers wants to win a championship. And if you're being objective, AFC team, because it's got to be an AFC team, Packers have basically intimated they're not going to trade him to an NFC team. Who's available that can win a championship? It's not Tennessee right now.
No.
It's the Jets because of the talent, not because of what their production has been, because of the talent. It's Miami, but potentially, even though I don't know if Miami's defense is up to snuff there, but I think the Jets, they slot favorably in the desirable locations for Aaron Rodgers trying to win a championship. And it's not about the taxes and the quality of life. You live in suburbia out where we live in New Jersey. It's comfortable. It's nice. It's easy.
Dude, if you tell me.
It's isolated in some places.
Teague, if you told me, it's funny, we were just talking about, you know, Brooklyn now, what it was like when I was growing up and how different it is. Like, if you told me when I was, I don't mean when I was 10, but I mean when I was like 30 and I was living in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. If you told me you're going to live in a Jersey suburb someday and love it, I would have said no chance.
I spent my entire playing career living on the Upper East Side. I loved it. I thought I was going to be a New Yorker for my whole life.
I didn't know that world existed out there. I didn't.
My first house I ever lived in, owned, was in New Jersey.
Me too. Everything was rentals, rented in Manhattan, rented in San Francisco, rented in Hoboken.
Well, I bought an apartment in New York City. But I didn't have the kind
of money that you had.
But I could not see myself living in New York City anymore.
No way. Not with kids. No chance. Yeah. And not with the way New York is now and not with kids. No. Listen, I don't think that athletes look at it. I think that we wish that they did. But let me throw something else out there for a moment. Like, I'm pretty sure Aaron Rodgers, maybe on some level, but I don't think it's guiding him to a decision. He's not sitting there saying, all right, how can I one-up Brett Favre? Let's see. What's the most pathetic franchise? Oh, the Jets since Joe Namath. Okay. He won 9 games there. His arm fell apart. Boy, if I take them to the Super Bowl and win, I'm an all-time. He's already all-time, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an elevator. I don't know. And if I'm missing something, you'd probably have to throw the Knicks on the short list as well. But, like, the Maple Leafs. I don't pretend to know extensive history about the Leafs. I do know they're one of the great all-time iconic franchises, but I also know they haven't won since, what, the mid-60s? What was it, 66 or 67? Was it, what is it? You know,
66, 67.
That's the last time the Leafs won a Stanley Cup, right? They've got to have at least 14 Stanley Cups.
They have 13, yeah.
13,
yeah.
Okay. That is an all-time franchise that has been in the toilet forever. So maybe if you're a goalie and you go, or, you know, whomever, you have to be a goalie, but I'm just thinking like the most high profile spot, center. And you win a cup there, like that elevates you to a level that few other places can. If you come to the Jets and win a Super Bowl, name other franchise outside of Toronto, and maybe the Knicks, because it's been since 73.
Yeah.
That elevates you right to the penthouse.
Yeah.
Perceptually.
Well, you're already there, but what so the marginal gain is maximized by coming to New York, right? Because you're already there. You're already at the top of the pyramid, right? So how do you get as much of a jump as possible by winning? You come to New York.
Well, it's going
to
mean more. Now, I know he's got a ton more. That's Brady's with the Bucks or Rodgers with the Jets?
Rodgers with the Jets. But why did Brett Favre, I don't remember this in real time, because I had just retired. I was working for the Today Show and doing all this. I had so much going on in my life in 07/08. Why did Brett Favre decide to come to the Jets? Because they weren't good the year before. They had a good runner. I mean, Thomas Jones rushed for 1,100 or something like almost 1,200 yards or whatever it was. TJ, but they were terrible, right? They were 4-12. Why did he decide to come?
That would have been Mangini's first year, 4-12. Wait, hold on. Yeah, Herm's last or Herm or Mangini's first?
Mangini was
his. It was his first. No,
it was the second.
I know Mangini coached
second year. It was the second.
Okay, it was second. Well, first of all, it eroded out in Green Bay because of the presence of Rodgers.
Yeah,
like the whole kind of young Montana dynamic. And obviously, Packers were incentivized to play him because he was younger, and he sat for a while, and, you know, it was time. And it was a soap opera out there in Green Bay, much like it's been a soap opera last couple of years with Rodgers. It was kind of similar without social media. Same with Favre. It was a daily song and dance. But it was about retiring. Is he going to not about wanting to maybe go somewhere. Is he going to retire? Is he going to retire? He held them hostage.
Yes.
And they got tired of it. I think he felt it, and he's like, get me out of here. And the Jets.
But why the Jets?
That I can't answer. I know the Jets begged him. Didn't Mangini name his son Brett or? Can you Google that very quickly? I'm almost Dove. Check that out, please. I'm almost positive that Mangini named either his son's middle name.
Is that right?
Or Favre or Brett? Yeah,
that's great.
Not really.
Dove, I mean it a bad way.
Pretty sure that happened. God, that is a long time ago.
Yeah, middle name.
Right? He did. Man, oh man. I mean, Mangini really jumped the gun.
First of all, Brett Mangini.
The Sopranos, you know, jumped the gun, put Mangini on the show, and Mangini jumped the gun, naming his son, then his son's middle name Brett.
Yeah, could you want something before you were had a cameo in Sopranos?
I know.
I guess he did go 10-6 and he lost a wild card.
And by the way, it's not like he had this innocuous part where, like walking out of the
hey,
strip.
Coach.
Hey, there's Coach. Uh-huh. Tony's saying, I got to go say hi to the man genius, to Carmella, like it was a focal point of the episode. There's Eric Mangini, the Jets head coach.
Was that his first season?
Yes.
After the first season.
I mean, how is that possible? Because he went 10-6?
Yes.
Because
they thought the world of him.
They thought he was going to be
the next Belichick.
Let me tell you something. He sabotaged himself bad. Like, if Mangini would have been himself a little bit more and stopped trying to replicate everything that Belichick did, most importantly, that stoic lack of information presentation, I think he could have been a great coach.
Yeah, because he's pretty good on TV.
He's good on TV. He's glib. Yeah, and I told you, like, I would talk to Eric every week. Mm-hmm. I would do the Mangini report on my old station. Yeah. And the interview would be one conversation. The conversation before we'd start the interview, because I'd have to tape it.
Yeah.
Because he was practicing. Was awesome. Talking about the Yankees and the Mets. And I remember talking about dipping with him, because we both dipped at that time. I don't know. He's still I quit a long time ago, but I definitely dipped a lot then. And the guy was awesome. He was cool. He was fun. He was loose. And then, all right, coach, coming out 3-2-1. Joined by Eric Mangini of the Jets. And that was it. And that's all he put out there. That was part of it. I think the players didn't like it. But his mind was phenomenal. Very fertile football mind.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
To be open to the possibility, if I want to keep playing, that it might be somewhere else. I understand that. I understand they might want to move on and go younger at a number of different positions. That's a part of it. When I think about that thought, because it's important to understand that, to have some peace with that, because there is a lot that's out of your control. It's not with any malice. It's not with any animosity. It's with complete gratitude
All right, a little more from Rogers. That was the other day with Pat McAfee. So maybe, Teague, maybe, you know, listen, maybe, just maybe, I'm setting myself up for the ultimate kick to the face. Maybe.
No, you're not.
No, I don't, but I really don't think that I am.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that sound you just heard is in stark contrast to Aaron Rodgers from a couple years ago, where he was just pissed off about being potentially replaced by Jordan Love. And now he's kind of conceding. Like, hey, if they need to move on from me, it's all good. I love my time here. It's awesome. Yeah, fantastic. And just for quick, you know, cap recap, with Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers are spending $36.3 million against the cap. That's Rodgers and Love. If he leaves and they trade him before June 1, and it's a $40 million cap hit, and so that 16 or so percent cap percentage goes to maybe 18, because Jordan Love is less than 2% of the cap. So you're still in fine position. It's easy to swallow the trade of Aaron Rodgers. I know it sucks because you lose him and you know you're wasting money for a season, but at least you're moving on. Because look, they need to justify Jordan Love. This is his last year. This is his last chance to play before did they pick up his fifth year option? I can't remember if they did or not. Jordan Love's fifth.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your option. I don't think they did. I haven't seen it. So if they are going to find out whether they wasted a first-round pick on Jordan Love or he's going to turn into something. We'll
but
see.
They actually have to find out.
They have to find out. Otherwise, because if he stays, they're not. It's over. If Aaron Rodgers stays one more year, Jordan Love is his tenure at the Green Bay Packers is done, and he never really got a chance to play at all.
True. That is true. Teague, 877-337-6666. Let's get to Waterbury, Connecticut. Brody checks in. What's up, Brody?
What's up, Brody?
Teague, I got a question for you.
What's up,
Ben Tierney? Would you rather make it to the AFC divisional round next year or be in the playoffs for the next 3 years, like 2 years after that?
What?
So he's saying, would you rather go to the division round of the playoffs, which is the second round of the NFL playoffs, or be in the playoffs for the next three seasons?
But why am I going to waste time answering that? Who knows?
Yeah.
Because getting Aaron Rodgers is the first answer. That's what you'd rather have.
Yeah, getting to the division and having a chance to get to the championship round. By the way, I think that happens if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the Jets. They do get they at least have a shot for the playoffs and probably win a game in the playoffs. if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback.
But is that really the best solution, though, long term? Like, I mean,
yeah,
maybe,
but Brody, hold on. But Brody, honestly, I hate to break it to you, and I understand the creative way of framing a thought on the radio, but that doesn't mean that you're right, what you just said.
What do you mean?
Why do you place a limitation? Like, when people call, and not just you, bro, and I'll let you finish. I'm not coming at you sideways. I'm not trying to be a jerk. But when people call up and say, would you sign up for this? I don't have to sign up for anything because there's no guarantees. They could get Rodgers. He can get hurt the first day of OTAs and then go 5-12. Or they could get Rodgers and they can win the Super Bowl. There's no, like, layers or stipulations or tiers or games. Just get them and we'll find out.
My point is, I think the Jets should take a different approach. I hate to use the team as the example because they suck now, but the Cardinals, they cut bait on Rosen. They traded up to get their guy, Kyler Murray.
Yep.
Why don't the Jets take the assets you're going to give to Rodgers, trade up, and get Bryce Young?
Because you don't know how they view Bryce Young. They might, now, they also view Zach Wilson as really good, and they're probably wrong, but we don't know that they like him. It's subjective scouting.
Yeah. And again, I don't know. Appreciate your call,
Thanks, Brody.
I like Bryce Young.
And Joe Douglas can't take a chance with that. Joe's got to win.
I think that's the issue. That's kind of my point. I like Bryce Young. I've seen him play in person in college multiple times. Sometimes he looks absolutely amazing. It's with a lot of talent down there in Alabama. But he's also really small. Really small. And he gets hurt. You know, I don't know if I trust that in the NFL for a team like the Jets that have to get it right.
And watch, the kid's going to wind up being the superstar. But I can't justify sitting here saying in late January, give up whatever it takes to move up to one, draft him. He's small and good, and he's going to play in inclement weather half the time.
Yeah.
When he's never done that in his life.
I know.
Come on. I can't do that. I can't.
By the way, the Packers have not picked up Jordan Love's fifth-year option yet. They still have time to do it. But I think a lot of this will, again, this is another urgency for Aaron Rodgers to figure out his deal. So they need to know.
No doubt.
If we have 1 year or 2 years with Jordan Love.
The other thing, too, with Lazard, who was a free agent.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, his last game, they asked about Rodgers, and he basically threw a few, you know, expletives out. He's like, how the bleep do I know? I don't know where I'm going to bleep and be. I worry about this guy. And a lot of people kind of took it as if he was annoyed at Rodgers. I think it was more he was unsure about his own situation. It's just kind of he was pissed off and it maybe came out the wrong way. But I'll tell you something I might be open to. All right, Elijah Moore, you wanted out last year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? We're going to trade you this offseason.
Have fun.
Green
Bay.
We're going to trade you, maybe not even to Green Bay.
Yeah.
We'll trade you wherever, and then we're going to sign Lazard to go with Garrett Wilson. How about that?
That could work.
That's a possibility. Let's get Ralph up in the Bronx. Ralphie, what's up, Ralph? Okay, Ralph dropped. How about Kevin at Malvern? What's up, Kev?
What's up, Kevin?
How you doing, boys? Quick question. Favre came to the Jets because he wanted to go to Minnesota first, and they wouldn't trade him directly. So he came to New Jersey for a year, and then he went to Minnesota. So
same situation. So they wouldn't trade to the NFC, especially not in the division. So he came to the Jets for a season. I got it.
Exactly. My question to you, number one, would they give Favre personnel input as far as draft picks or bringing over his left?
You mean
tackle?
Rodgers?
Rodgers. Yeah, I don't think so.
And my second question is, when is the best time, team-wise and Rodgers-wise, to make the trade? After the Super Bowl or after June 1? Because Rodgers likes to be a prima donna, kind of.
That's a good question, and thanks for the call. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to have any input on personnel except for potential free agents. Lazard, we were just talking about him, except for a guy like that. Because the Green Bay Packers did give him say in free agents or guys on the street, because remember Randall Cobb was sitting around doing nothing until Aaron Rodgers clamored for him, and then he came back on the team. So it may be limited, but it would be to free agency. That's about it. Now, if Aaron Rodgers is going to waffle around with this thing and push it back and not make a decision and not give the Packers any time to, you know, consummate a deal with whoever, then teams like the Jets or Dolphins or whoever, Baltimore, they're going to have to move on. You can't sit and wait. up until the draft.
And I don't think it doesn't behoove him to do that. He's got to do this early and allow teams to structure their offseason to put himself in the best position.
And I think he's aware of that.
Absolutely.
He's just too smart.
I agree.
And he understands how this thing works.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's not naive to it or ignorant to it or blatantly like disruptive to it. I don't think that's in his DNA. Like he can be quirky at times, but I don't think he's going to
sabotage himself
or the Packers or whatever it may be.
I think you're right.
To make it hard for them to trade him.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll be the case.
Quirky's one thing, but reckless and cavalier something else. Mm-hmm. I think he's very calculated. I think he's crafted this whole plan in his mind. I don't doubt for a second he's already spoken with Hackett, who was named the Jets OC today. It just seems like the wheels are in motion. Now the Jets need to make it happen. It's that simple.
Yeah.
It's your turn to cause trouble. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
And I'd sure like Rodgers if he's there. Yeah, I want him to wear his number, man.
You know,
we established ourselves and we got a real respect for our numbers. And Aaron Rodgers, God almighty, yeah, it'd be great to have him in New York.
All feet into the hype. Choo-choo. All aboard. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. It is time for the Ian Rappaport Report. Hopefully it doesn't dull my enthusiasm with some facts. Brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover a movement that inspires by Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you, by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And by Collars & Co., makers of the best polos on the planet. Visit CollarsandCo.com. All right, Ian. There is a whole lot of smoke around this Rodgers to the Jets stuff. What's real? What's not?
Well, he's on the Packers now.
I don't care about that. That is definitely real.
Yeah.
We don't know if he wants to come back to the Packers or come back to football, or whether he wants to be on another team. He's still trying to decide that. So that is step two. We don't know if the Jets want him. That is step three. Plus, if they do want him, it would be a $60 million cash charge for this year. Now, it's prorated over the next several years, so it doesn't hit the cap immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an extremely hefty number for 1 year. That is all the real things with Aaron Rodgers. Everything else, I would say, is conjecture, and we do not know.
Okay, I got you. So the bullet points, number one, does he want to keep playing? He's not leaving $150 million on the table. So the answer for me is yes. Number two, do the Jets want him? They'd be idiots if they don't. Number three, do they have the money? They do. Woody's a billionaire. So there's no impediments here. We're good. Make it happen. What's the problem?
I would say if the Jets hired Nathaniel Hackett to lure Aaron Rodgers to New York.
Do you think they did?
That would be a great mistake.
Do you think they did?
No. Because the Broncos did it. It didn't happen. And they ended up having a horrific season. And then everybody got fired.
Hmm. But he was head coach. It's different as a coordinator, correct?
Mm-hmm. Which part?
He's been pretty good as a coordinator. 1 year in Jacksonville, obviously a couple years with Aaron Rodgers, but that was obviously with Aaron Rodgers. He was doing too much as the head coach in Denver, and it cost him a job after just one season, which is very rare, as you know. But bringing him to the Jets as a coordinator, doesn't that help him? I'm talking about Nathaniel Hackett now, irrespective of Aaron Rodgers. Doesn't that help him reestablish himself?
Yeah, I mean, for him personally, it gives him the opportunity to do that. I mean, I would sort of argue he probably would have reestablished himself better had he taken a year off. Like, historically, there's a lot more precedent to failed head coaches coming back after a year off and being hot coordinators again. Now, I'd say he puts himself in a difficult predicament. If he is not successful, then it is going to be a very, very uphill battle to get gainful employment at any high level in the NFL ever again.
Yeah. So
we saw Jay Gruden do that, was fired as a Commanders coach, was Jaguars OC, and still hasn't been back. That is extremely difficult.
Yeah.
So basically, for Nathaniel Hackett, what he chose to do is go work as an offensive coordinator for $0 because he's not making any more money than he would have. He's just making $0 to be Jets OC. He's probably paying them essentially for the labor and for all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be a coach this year. So that was his decision.
Ian, let me ask you this. Don't you think on some level that the only way Joe Douglas can justify, and this does tie into Rodgers, justify bringing back Zach Wilson as if Rodgers is here to kind of obscure him and shield him from the anger from the fans? I don't think that you can bring back Wilson if Garoppolo's here or Carr, who's in his early. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it almost satisfies multiple masters. It puts the Jets on, if this happens, on a course to really be relevant and be in the mix to win something of import. And also, to develop Wilson, it's like a perfect move for Joe.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, because if you bring in Baker Mayfield would be one possible example, and then have Zach Wilson there. I mean, first of all, they probably would compete. Second of all, like, I think Zach Wilson's not going anywhere, at least through training camp anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would he? You've already paid for him. Can I tell you one other thing about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
He and Zach Wilson have a pretty good relationship.
Yeah, oddly, right?
We know. Yep.
I mean, two like somewhat odd, super smart guys who sometimes rub people the wrong way and get all in their thoughts. Like, yeah. That actually makes a lot of sense. They're buddies.
Yeah.
I told a story on the Pat McAfee show of Zach Wilson calling, or Aaron Rodgers calling Zach to check on him. It was a Friday at 6 and he was still in the facility.
Yeah.
And Rodgers being like, can you get out of there? Like, go clear your brain and get out of there. So Rodgers has some sort of a mentorship going on with Zach Wilson. So if they brought Rodgers in, it wouldn't surprise me. And look, let's say the Jets do decide to give a first round pick or whatever it's going to be for Aaron Rodgers, and which from the Green Bay side, it's a massive cap hit. Yep. $40 million, yep. massive cap hit. And for the Jets, cash-wise, it's a ton, $60 million for 1 year. It's all a lot, and to me seems far-fetched. Possible, but far-fetched.
Yeah.
But if that happens, and if Aaron Rodgers leads the Jets deep into the playoffs, that is worth it.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
So I don't think it's going to happen, but I don't think it's impossible. And I would say it's worth exploring.
So you think he just stays in Green Bay or he retires?
My guess is he stays in Green Bay, but I truly do not know.
Yeah.
Because with Aaron Rodgers, like, I gave up like 3 years ago trying to read his thoughts. It's too hard.
Yeah.
And they're too all over the place. Like,
yeah, I think,
plus,
you're right.
He sort of deserves the opportunity to do what he chooses without people like me being like, well, here's what he kind of meant when he said that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, we're interpreting his words without really listening to what he's saying. And he doesn't really say that much. But I want to back up to what you said about Nathaniel Hackett being an incentive for Aaron Rodgers. Do they not have a good relationship?
No, they do. They do. I'm just saying, like, the problem is that, one, Nathaniel Hackett doesn't run the Jets. Mm-hmm. He, you know, ran the Broncos essentially, along with the GM, and couldn't get Aaron Rodgers because the Packers wouldn't trade him. I don't know that the Packers would be willing to trade him this year. I mean, Jordan Love is more viable, so I guess theoretically it would make sense. But last year they weren't. So if Denver hired him to get Rodgers, it obviously didn't work. Mm-hmm. It's scary to me to think of a team hiring a coach and saying, all right, now that we hired you, you're going to allow us to go get this guy. That's like four steps removed from reality. So, like, I hope, and what I believe, is that Robert Sala hired Nathaniel Hackett because he has been in his career at times a very good coordinator, is a veteran play caller, and will do a good job with whichever quarterback.
Yes, but and in the event that he doesn't, you know, help you land Rodgers, he's an asset on his own merit. I totally agree with that.
Yes.
But no, I got you. I think that's a good way to look at it. Listen, I know that you're a man of information. I get it. You built your career on reporting. And when you report, it's different than what Teak and I do every day on the radio, where we just tell you what we think could happen, what we partially know. It's a different presentation. So I don't want to put you in a bad spot, but I have to, all right? Opening day, week one, Jets. Who's the quarterback? Who's playing quarterback for the Jets?
I don't know, and I can't guess, but I will give you a couple options. I would say I need to know that the Packers are willing to trade Aaron Rodgers for that to even be an option. And that's the problem with like the Rodgers thing is fun, and I think your callers are going to have a blast. And I'm sure when I get off this, my brother's going to text me and say, are we getting Aaron Rodgers? I don't know that it's viable yet. I really don't. Now, they may try. I don't even know if they're going to try. I would imagine they will, because Joe Douglas swings big. but I don't know that.
Oh, they're going to
try. I would
try.
Say Jimmy Garoppolo is probably a better chance right now than Aaron Rodgers. And if that was the case, I think that would be pretty good too.
Yeah, I mean, pretty good if you want to win 10 games and go home in a wild card scenario. Yeah, pretty good in that regard.
You win 10 games and you're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You're in the playoffs.
You're better off. Just real quickly, why is Sean Payton not signing in? You know, why isn't he not a head coach? It seems like he might not be.
He might not be. I mean, he's in Arizona right now. He's talking to Cardinals brass. The Broncos seem like they're going in a different direction.
Yep.
The Panthers seem like they're going in a different direction. The Colts never talked to him, and the Texans never set up a second interview. He is a lot. He is very expensive. He would take a first-round draft pick and more to get him from the Saints. He would have to run everything. So when you're talking about general managers running searches, Arizona, Houston, Denver, the GMs would then hire him knowing there's a chance Payton could push to replace them.
Got it.
Like, that's hard.
It's complicated. It's not just we're going to get Sean Payton.
Sean is not for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, he is a great coach, but he is not for everyone. So that is why, as of now, going back to Fox seems like a really viable option.
All right. All right, Ian. Appreciate it, buddy. Next time your brother texts you, if you don't want to tell him that Rodgers will be playing quarterback, tell him that we said it here on The Fan that Rodgers will be playing quarterback for the Jets. Tell him I said it.
I will tell him that. I will send him your way.
No, you won't, but thank you. Thank you for indulging me with that.
Big
man. See you later, man. Who's this guy think he is? Ran it on my Euphoria with facts. Who's this guy?
I heard he said there's a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, you know, I don't care what any of these people say. I've got great respect for Ian. Again, he's an information collector. I don't care if it's him. I don't care if it's Schefter. I don't care who it is. You're giving any other prominent. Who else collects it? Who's like the NFL reporters, right? Who else?
Well, Glaze is there.
Glaze doesn't break that stuff that much anymore, does he? Is he still on that beat as much? The grind?
It's not his grind.
Well, whomever it is. Schefter. Yeah. I don't care what any of them say, all right? The arrow is pointing to Florham Park for Aaron Rodgers. There are too many things that are lining up. Now, you got to understand, and I do respect this. When you're Ian, you're dotting I's and crossing T's that, quite frankly, we don't have to do doing a show.
Yeah.
But again, as I said to start the show, this is not, hey, you know what, man, Knicks didn't play last night. You know, there's nothing really happened. We hit the Giants postmortem. Had nothing to talk. We always have something to talk about.
Yeah.
So we didn't just come in and say, let's just make this up and take phone calls for 4 hours. This is one of the greatest players of all time who I believe, independent of reports, I believe is ready to move on from Green Bay. I know the Jets will make a play for him. That's it. I mean, you connect the dots. He ain't retiring. There's no way he's going to retire. And I don't think he's going to Vegas, and I don't think he's going to Miami. And I think Hackett's a bigger appeal than Ian made it out to be. Their relationship, he didn't deny their great relationship. Mm-hmm. I think it's happening. And if not, you're going to have one very despondent partner at some point if they don't pivot properly. So we'll see. But that's where I stand. I think that's where a lot of you stand. I think Evan was saying that too, right? Evan thinks it's going to happen. I think we all think, many of us think it's going to happen. And I'll tell you this right now. If he retires, then obviously no, we can't do anything about that. If he's traded elsewhere because he doesn't want to be here, there's nothing we can do about that. But if it ever gets out that the Jets didn't want to give up whatever pick or Woody, more specifically, because I trust Joe Douglas to make trades. I don't necessarily trust Woody to do the right thing, even though his heart's in the right place. He's not a very good owner, as we know. If it ever came out that Woody said, I can't pay him $59 million, that's it. It's over. Woody has no chance ever, ever, ever to buy an ounce of equity from any Jet fan. You are given a get-out-of-jail card. You whiff continuously on quarterbacks. You win nothing. Go get this guy. 877-337-6666. We have another hour. That is Carter Roberts coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.